Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. DC Man of God coming to you from the sanctuary, coming to you from the prophetic Blog Talk Radio show called The Flow. Tonight is Saturday Night Live, September the 10th, 2016. We're going to have an awesome time in the Lord tonight. I just want to put on some music, worship God for a minute, come back, open up in prayer, bring a short word, and pray for the saints, the strengthening of the body of Christ. Amen? That's why I'm here. That's what I do. What I do is to support you. And God is so good. I just got an amazing testimony a while ago when I was getting my stuff together. Somebody texted me and said that a word I spoke over years ago has come to pass. And I said, well, God don't forget, you know, he don't. So just be encouraged tonight. And let's just go higher in God tonight. Let's just be a special moment, special time with God, not with me, but with God, the Lord God Almighty, because he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at all times. So get ready to feel the presence of God and feel his love for you, because he loves you so much so that he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for you, to pay the price that you can never pay. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody in here depended on Jesus? Totally depended on Jesus.
Thank you. You gotta sing this shit, you gotta sing it, man. It's gonna take you.
Father, we just love you so much. We love you forever. And Lord, we're going to worship you forever because we're going to be with you for eternity. So Lord, we love you. We worship you. We adore you. There is no me without you. We need you more now than we've ever needed you before. So Lord, I just speak peace over you, your peoples today. I speak life over them, over every situation in their lives, Father God. Let it shift, change, and fall on their behalf. Let it fall and let it be what you have created it to be for them. You are the Alpha, the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You know everything. You're standing at the end looking back at the beginning to us and nudging us on and telling us to come forward and don't give up and don't quit and don't be discouraged. Hallelujah. So Lord, we're going to stay focused on you. We're going to worship you. We're going to adore you. We're going to give you all the glory that is due in our lives, Lord. Hallelujah. I can do nothing without you. I can't even breathe without you. I can do nothing unless you do it first. So have your way today. Bless the bless the family of Christ, Lord. Bless this show tonight. Bless it, Lord. Bless the people that come in and call for prayer. Lord, meet those needs. I can't do it. You have to do it. So, Lord, you are God. You're absolute God. Hallelujah. Have your way. Do what you do and be who you are tonight. And we honor you. We glorify you. We magnify your holy name. We decree and declare that without Jesus, we can do absolutely nothing. Nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. The saints of God said amen. Amen. Woo. You know, it's just amazing what worship would do. If you enter in, you know, I don't put music on here just to fill a void. I put music on here to try to interact with you, whoever's out there. I don't know. I don't know if anybody's out there. Anybody listens or anybody cares, because I never get nobody gives me a, hey, man, you know, I just got one, though. I'm not going to say that, because I just got one about a testimony that I prayed years ago, and she said everything, because some people write it down. Some don't, but some do. And then she said, everything, that prophecy you prayed over me, it's come to pass, every bit of it. So I know God, not me. I'm not God, but I hear from God. And occasionally I'll speak a word from God. And when he uses me like that, he's going to finish what he started. You know, it's not me to finish, it's God. God will finish it. So don't ever be discouraged and be broken. There's so many people broken. This world is, just crazy. Crazy. Tomorrow is the anniversary of 9/11. Now, how many shows or how many spots have you seen on TV about that? Nothing. Nothing. They're not even honoring that. They're building, stuff in the place of that and not even honoring it. So that's just not right. And, we can never forget that. We can never forget what happened to us. And, we should have repented. We should have went back to God, but we didn't. We said we're going to build it, make it stronger, make it better, and we're going to, do stupid stuff, and that's what they did. So the reason why we might be going through what we're going through right now is God's trying to get our attention. But I'm not gonna focus on that. I'm just gonna focus on what God has given me today. And I'm just in my little Jesus calling, book. So I want to encourage you with this. This is, when I do it at work, it works for me. You know, it keeps me focused. It keeps my mind. You know, you have to keep your mind stayed on God. Don't be what I don't have, what people are saying about me, what I'm going through. Because, that's the word right there, what you're going through. Listen to what I'm saying, what you're going through. You're going through it. You're not staying in it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We walk through that valley every day of our lives. You don't hear me. We're walking around, walking through people that are dying every day. And they don't know when their time is up. So they're living it as hard as they can and the way they want to do it. And it might be the way that God wants to do it, but they're disconnected. But does he still love them? Yes, he absolutely does. He loves you. He loves them. I don't care how crazy they are. I don't care how vile they are. I don't care how nasty they are. I don't care how angry they are. God still loves them and he still has a plan for their lives. So we have to stay on point. We have to shine like the sun. We have to shine like the sun, not the S-U-N, but the S-O-N. We have to shine the love of Jesus and soak them with his goodness. And that's the only way we're going to do it. Now, today, this word is, I'm always available to you. This is God. I'm always available to you. Once you have trusted me as your Savior, I never distance myself from you. Sometimes you feel distant from me, recognizing that as feelings, do not confuse it with reality. The Bible is full of my promises to be with you always, as I assured Jacob when he was journeying away from home and into unknown places. I am with you and watch over you wherever you go. My last recorded promises to my followers were surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Let these assurances of my continual presence fill you with joy and peace. No matter what you may lose in this life, you can never lose your relationship with me. You can never lose it. And the scripture connected to this is, let me get my thing, is Genesis 28:15. King James puts it like this: and behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whether you go, and bring them again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken of thee. The Amplified puts it like this: behold, I am with you and will keep careful watch over you and guard. You will never, whatever you may go, I will bring you back to the promised land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. God is faithful. He is. And he don't want us to forget it, that he is faithful. He'll never leave you. Sometimes, you know, when you're going through a trial or test or tribulation or whatever, you know, you encounter in this life, we do think that God has left us. He's forgot about us. Why am I going through this? Why, you know, and the poor people in Louisiana, you know, and my sister's part of that, that's been flooded and houses destroyed and all that stuff. I mean, you know, why do I have to go through that? Well, God knows. He knows the end of a thing. And I guarantee you, when you go through stuff like that, it's for God's glory. He will get the glory if you stay focused on him. Stay straight. Stay focused. Amen. I just want to look at this scripture here from Genesis 28:22. It says, verse 10. I'm going to start at verse 10 and go to probably like 18 or something. Now Jacob went out of Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head. And he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there was the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. And your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and to the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to the land from which I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoken and his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. The gate of heaven. I believe in my being that we are in a place to where the heavens are going to be opened up for us to show signs and wonders. The Bible says that signs and wonders follow those that love the Lord. It didn't say those that are have doctrines and or have been through Bible study, college, and all that stuff. It said those that love the Lord. If you love him and you know his word, and when you speak his word, there's power that's going to fall. there's signs and wonders that are going to follow you, because God wants to show himself strong on his behalf to his people. He's always used man. You know, I remember years ago, I was speaking to a guy at my work and was talking about God and all that stuff. And he said, God don't need you. He don't need nobody. He's God. I was like, yeah, but he from the beginning of time, he's always used somebody. He's used somebody. He needs you. He needs you. Don't get it twisted, and don't be sitting there thinking that, you know, I'm just a housewife. What can I do? Or I'm just a simple man. I don't know the Bible. I can't preach it. I can't do this. I can't do that, because you can. You enter in by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. You overcome by the word of your testimony. That's how you overcome. You enter in by the blood of the Lamb, but you overcome by the word of your testimony. And every person out there under the sound of my voice has a testimony. God's done this for me. And when he's done something for you, you can relate that to somebody else and say, hey, he's no respecter of persons. What he's done for me, he can do the same thing for you. And he wants to. He wants to bless your life. But you're going contrary to the will of God. You're going south. You need to go north. So you need to change direction. The word repent means just that. It means to turn and change directions. If you're going left, go right. You see what I'm saying? So there has to be repentance before God can forgive you and move you forward, because that's what he wants to do. Now, because he was going and it got dark on him, he was going to lay in that place and sleep in that place, so he grabbed a rock. He put his head on the rock. That's what we need to do as believers of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the rock. He's the rock of our salvation. We need to put our head on Jesus and rest on him. And he will give you dreams and visions and lead and guide and direct you. Because why? He's the master shepherd. He's leading the sheep, the dumb animals, the dumb sheep. Sheep are the dumbest animals on planet Earth. They don't even know how to get out of the weather. They will drown in a storm because they look up and open their mouth and it fills up and they gag and they drown just by that. They don't know how to get out. So you have to be led. That's why I was singing that song. I don't know what to do without you. I don't know. I need you every day of my life. I need you more now than I did before I found you, before I met you, or before you, I'm sorry, before you found me. Before you found me, Lord, I was a wreck. I was without hope. I didn't know what my life, why I was here, but in my being, I knew that there was a reason why. You're not just born, live, and die. There's a purpose in your life that God wants to fulfill in your life. There's things that you might create. There's things that you might write. There's songs that you might write. There's creation in you, because the hope of glory is in you. If you're saved and born again believer and believe that God is in control, you have to know that he's the God of creation. And if the God of creation is inside of you, the hope of glory in you, resting in you, there's creation in you. You can create whatever you're doing. It's going to prosper, because whatever your hands touch is blessed. Wherever your feet trod is yours for an inheritance. This is what he's saying. He said, I'm the Lord God of Abraham and the father of the God of Isaac. And the land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. All your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to you. God has made promises to you. He said he would bless you. Whoever blesses you will be blessed. Whoever curses you will be cursed. There's decrees and words spoken over you from the beginning of time. And this is what he's saying. He said, in you, and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. In you, you don't hear me. In you and in your seed, the families of the earth shall be blessed. And you're wondering why. So if you're saying that, Dickie, why is my kids going through hell? Why is my kids crazy as a bat? They ain't got no sense. They going south. They going, it's just, you know, we got tattoos, piercings everywhere. They're drinking, going to the club, doing all that stuff. But God knows their heart. And what he's spoken over you, and through you, they're blessed. That's what it said, right? In you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. In you and in your seed. So if you got children, whether they're saved or born again or right now, it doesn't matter, because God's timing is perfect. He knows how to deal with them. He knows how to get them get them in that place. So you just have to keep praying over them and keep, you know, when they leave the house, go in your house and anoint with their socks and, you know, put some oil in there and just keep speaking and decreeing the goodness of God over their lives, mercy and grace over them. And God knows what it's going to take. You don't have to know. You don't have to have the answers. You're not their Messiah. Jesus is their Messiah. And he'll get them to the right place at the right time. He's never late. He never misses a meeting. He's right on time all the time. And God's going to bless you. He's going to bless his children, your children, your seed. In you and in your seeds, he will bless the whole, every family on the earth. So that's what God has created us to be, a blessing. We're not cursed. You don't be saying I'm unlucky or I'm this or that. Just say I'm the blessed of the Lord. I'm the blessed Lord. If you take ownership of that, God will promote you. He will promote you. Promotion's coming from the Lord. You don't have to have degrees. He'll pass by all those people that have all those doctrines and degrees and everything else, and you'll be in the front of the line because God has favored you. He's blessed you. He's strengthened you. He's put sound mind in you to where other people think like you, don't see like you. They don't have the gift of discernment like you do. The wisdom of God, the wisdom of the ages, you know. I was trying to think of, who was that? It wasn't Saul. I went blank. But He didn't pray for riches. He prayed for wisdom. And that's what we have to do. We have to be wise. Wise as a serpent. Harmless as a dove. And let God lead us, guide us, and direct us in all things. But he wants you to know that he has not left you. He has not forsaken you tonight. I don't care. You might be in Louisiana. You might be sitting listening to your phone and saying, why am I going through this? Why am I? I don't understand this. I've lost everything I have. I have nothing. I don't even have anything to make a sandwich with right now. I'm hungry. I'm nasty. I don't have air conditioning. I don't have water in my house. My house is tore up from the flow up. So why am I going through this? But God knows. He's got you. He's gonna sort it out. He's gonna bring you the need that you got. He's going to fulfill that. He's going to do all of that. So don't be thinking that you're been put in time out, that you're in a corner somewhere and God has abandoned you, because he never will. That's the devil. The devil is a liar, you know, and We have to recognize the devil when he's in operation, and we have to take authority over that. And we have to bind. He said, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So you have to bind and loosen stuff. You have to bind up the devil and loose the will of God's will in your life and in other people's lives. You have to be discerning of that, and you have to know how to fight the good fight. Now's the time to fight. Now's the time to arise. Arise. When you arise, the enemies of God will be scattered. They'll fly. They'll flee seven ways. They'll leave. They'll go. He said, resist the devil, and he will flee. You have to resist the devil at all times, and you have to keep your mind straight. You have to keep your mind right. Keep your heart right. Keep your heart shining bright so God can use you when he needs to use you. He'll bring you out. He'll set you before kings. You'll speak wisdom to them. You'll speak authority over them. You'll speak all those things as you do it in God and God alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to bless you. He wants to bless you. He wants to bless your children. He wants to use your children. You know, we're getting a little older, but now it's time for this young generation to come forth and with the power of God and thinking, a fresh thinking. You know, sometimes Christians, I'm doing my fingers like this, Christians get jaded because it don't work out like they think it should. So they get bitter. They get bitter. They get broken. It's time to, it's hard to regain from that when people have disappointed you. You have to give it to God. You have to open your heart and allow God to heal it. Because sometimes it's a choice. You know, some people want to just stay mad and bitter and angry. They don't want to be healed. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I know I'm preaching to somebody. It's a choice. You can choose to forgive. You can choose to let yourself off the hook, because when you've got unforgiveness towards another being, a human being, you're holding yourself tied up because you're jading your heart. Your heart's getting dark. God wants you to be free. He wants you to love. You know, some people, I've seen this in people and in churches and stuff like that. They don't know how to receive the love of God. They think that you have a hidden motive when you love like that, when you're freely loving and giving. And you know, they think that you got a hidden agenda. But that's on them. That's not on you. You just have to do what God tells you to do. And when you know you're obeying God, that's the problem. The enemy uses people to come and hurt you and wound you. And usually it's somebody that's really close to you, family members and stuff like that, siblings or mother and father. You know, he'll use those closest to you to wound you the deepest, cut you the deepest, hurt you, because their words tote more weight and power than people that don't know you. You don't care what somebody that don't know you says, because they don't know. But when those that are closest to you have been walking with you for years and they should know better, start speaking that stuff, it really hurts you, wounds you, slices you deep, it cuts you to the core. And it's time for you to recover from that. I don't even know where I'm going to this. I don't know why I'm going this direction, but somebody out there needs to hear it. It's time for you to recover from that. It's time for you to lay it down and quit bearing the weight of that offense, because that's exactly what it was. It was a negative offense on you. The devil was trying to kill you, and it could start with that, you know, planting a seed in your heart that will turn it dark. Ooh, that's good. Planting a seed in your heart to turn it dark. You don't hear me. So you have to open up and say, God, and the only way you're going to do that is get in worship. When you worship God, I mean, truly worship, he said, worship me with spirit, in my spirit. Worship him. You open up in spirit, that's when God will touch you and heal you from that stuff and take that offense away from you. Repent of it. Say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, let me forgive them. Let me move on. He will. He will. He'll use it. So it's time for us to be what God has created us to be. A blessing. A blessing. And I know it's time to move forward and to gain ground on the enemy by the love of God. The love of God is the only thing that can change anybody. It's the love of God that changed me. When I heard the audible voice of God and felt his presence, the warmth over me and the love that he felt for me, it changed my life, and I've never recovered from that. I've just been in love with Jesus for 19 years now. But before that, I was hearted. I had a black heart. I was, you know, was lying, cheating, stealing, doing all that stuff, drugs, alcohol, perversion, all that, every bit of it, man. It's not much I haven't done. I'm not bragging. But I'm just telling you the truth that what God can deliver you from anything, there's nothing impossible for God. But with man, it's impossible. But with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. I don't care what you're saying. Well, you don't know I'm on heroin. I'm smoking crack every day of my life. Nothing is impossible. Homosexuality, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. God can deliver you out of anything and everything. And he wants to. He wants to. You know, when you, the fullness of God is when he fulfills your life and makes everything plain and simple, and you understand why I went through what I went through, because he had a plan for me in the beginning. Before I even knew the plan or saw how it was, I was going to recover it, he already knew the plan. And you might be in the valley of your life right now. You might be going through a dry season. You might be going through a hard place. You might have lost loved ones that have died unexpectedly, and you can't sort it out. You know, you can't get over it because now they're gone, and your relationship wasn't right with them when they were here. So now you got regrets. Now you got, you know, pain and sorrow and all that stuff that you wish you would have done, but you didn't have time to do it. You know, time. Running short on time. Time is the only commodity that you can't recover. Once it's done, it's done. You can't go back and recover time. So once you've wasted it, that's why I don't waste a lot of time. When I'm doing something, I'm trying to be mindful and focused on what I'm doing and trying to make the best, take advantage of the time that I have and not waste it. So that's where we got to be. We got to be mindful of what we're doing. Don't be wasting time and don't be wasting your words. When you speak to somebody about God, make sure you know what you're talking about. Make sure you're on point. And be strong with the Lord and don't back up for nothing. Don't let the devil back you up. Don't let the doubters back you up. Disbelief back you up. Know what you know. Believe what you believe and stand your ground. Stand your ground and lay your head on the rock. Lay your head on the rock, Christ Jesus. Keep your mind right. Keep your heart focused. Keep pressing toward the mark of the higher calling of Christ Jesus. And then you will leap over walls. You will run through troops. You will do what God has called you to do, and you will be an overcomer. You will be an overcomer. You will overcome every obstacle, every wall that the devil will try to put up and block you. You will just run through it. Hallelujah, because the glory of God is upon you. Let arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you. I said arise, arise and shine. Arise and shine, because the glory of the Lord is upon you. God is for you. He loves you. He got a plan for your life, and he ain't no joke. When God makes it and sets his mind on you, he's not going to let it go. He's not going to let you sit idle. He's not going to let you just shug it off. He wants you to be focused. He wants you to move forward and speak to those that he tells you to speak to. Hallelujah. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Because God is going to use you for his glory. He's going to use you like you never thought possible. He wants to use you, but he's been waiting on you to get it right. He's been waiting on you to get your mind right. He's been waiting on you to let some stuff go out of your past. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not the cursed. You are the blessed of the Lord. There's no cursings on you. You know, even if witches wanted to curse me, they couldn't, because I'm protected. I'm guarded. The blood of Jesus is covering me. I'm covered by the blood. I'm covered by the spotless Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God, there's no power in this earth that's greater than the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Wonder-working power. There's wonder-working power in the blood. So you're an overcomer. You're ready to take it by force if need be. Take it by force by need be. Pray for it before you do anything. Pray. Amen? Amen. I'm done. I'm just going to open up for prayers. Anybody want any prayers tonight? Nah, I'm done. I'm going to go watch a movie or something. Amen? Well, I think I've got my computer sorted out, so I'm going to try to get back online when I'm get back on my flow, you know, being consistent with it, at least Tuesday, maybe Tuesday, Saturday. I don't know if Wednesday or not, but I'm going to try to do what I can do. Amen. 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 I guess everybody's good. That's a good thing. Good thing. So keep praying for Louisiana, please. Keep praying for Louisiana, recovering of Louisiana, that the government would do what they need to do to help the people get their houses back together and all that stuff, and send some money over there, support them. You know, they're in a bad way. They got like 40,000 houses destroyed, and my sister's one of them. So just keep them lifted up, keep them prayed up, and you know, thank God his mercy and his grace is sufficient for us and for them. And I know he's going to get them through it, and it's going to be better than it was before. Amen. They will recover all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, God bless you guys. I love you. I'll keep praying for you. Keep praying for me. And we'll see you Tuesday night. Same time, same channel. All right. God bless.